Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Question and answer time. You've got a question, we can get it answered for you. Coast to coast, toll free, 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW. You can also send us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, anytime, day or night. For both of those, our phone line's open 24/7, and the email as well. Had a number of questions come in this week. We'll see how many we can get through to the top of the hour, Holly. And just to let you know that during our off season, next week will be our last episode of the year, but we will have both emails and phone numbers open for you to ask questions all year long. So don't hesitate. First question here, Holly, comes from George. I am interested in growing indoors using grow bags. I have a dry basement with an average temperature of 65 degrees. And advice on lights would be nice. I wouldn't want lights, but due to their cost, it can be a challenge to find a good set of lights. I have grown in deep water hydroponics, but I would like an LED light that would be cost effective. I am retired on a fixed income, so any leads and advice would be greatly appreciated. I am looking to grow broccoli, beets, potatoes, and maybe beans. Any advice? Thank you. And I listen to your show on Spotify. Well, George, thank you for listening to us. And here's what our advice would be.
And he grows at about 65 degrees.
Yes.
So we had said that the only thing out of all those that might be difficult would be the
beans.
Yep. Yeah. So we recommend the Happy Leaf LED. As you know, we do really enjoy that LED. It has a magnificent light spectrum. It has a nice footprint.
Made in America.
Made in America.
Lasts forever.
Lasts a very long time.
Yes.
And we've talked to the owner and several times.
The owner and inventor.
Yeah, owner and inventor.
So the Happy Leaf is what we can use to grow. To utilize
for
the light.
Sure. Yeah.
Now we can use the Root Maker grow bags, for the bags, and we can use a couple of different, if you're going to do hydroponics, you can use the water. If you're going to do in the soil, you can use a soilless mix, but you're going to have to add nutrients. If you're going to use a potting soil with a slow release fertilizer, you can do that, but you may inquire some fungal gnats issues. So that's something to be aware of too. And there's different traps in which you can utilize for that particular system and situation. But you can certainly do all of those, as George wants to do, in the basement over winter. So that certainly works very, very well for that. Next question comes in. What do we got here?
I would like to pressure can apple juice. I'm unable to find any information on how to do so. How could I do that? And that's from Marianne.
Okay.
And unfortunately, you cannot pressure can apple juice that we know of. Apple juice is only canned for about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the size of the jar. So, it's in a water bath canner. So I don't believe pressure canning is a thing for apple juice. I searched and searched and I could only find water bath canning.
Because of the acidity is so high, right?
Right. And it's just not a thing. And when you're processing something like a water bath canner for 5 minutes in pressure can, I think it'd probably like work out to 30 seconds or something. It wouldn't be worth it.
Okay. So, here's another question, coming in from Chelsea. No, is it? No, that's not right. Is it?
Chesla.
I've discovered your show. I apologize if we butchered your name. I discovered your show this past July, and I really enjoy and look forward to listening to it each week. I'm in northeast Wisconsin, where we have had our first frost already, and the night before the frost, I went out and picked all the green tomatoes. Do you have any suggestions on ripening them indoors or recipes to utilize the green tomatoes? Thank you very much. Well, thank you for listening to our show, and Holly, you've got some suggestions for her.
Yeah, definitely. So for one, when it comes to the green tomatoes, ripening them indoors, you just simply have to let time make it happen.
They're not going to be as great as if they were ripened on the vine.
No, but if you have a sunny area, maybe you can lay them out on a table there are, you know, there's different methods you can find online.
Right. You can put a banana or bananas in a bag and use
the newspaper.
What is it? The ethanol that comes off of them will help ripen them. Obviously, it's not going to be like that's fresh July tomato, but that does work. You can make, what'd you say? You can can them.
Yeah. So you can make, there's different green salsas. There's different, fried green tomatoes, stuffed green tomatoes.
Some people don't grow tomatoes for the ripeness. They grow it for the green tomatoes. Yeah. So they, okay.
But now to me, they're kind of sour and bitter.
Right.
So I would just let them ripen. And then I would usually, like a lot of times make like a fresh pico de gallo. I mean, you could can them.
Okay. That's for people like me who are not familiar with what pico de mayo is.
Pico de gallo?
Yes.
It's like a fresh salsa.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I would do that and just add a bit more, lime juice or something to it, but you could also, you could can them once they do ripen, and then that would help develop more of the flavor. Or when you can them once they ripen, you can then use them like a chili where you're adding spices anyway and cooking it down.
So once they ripen indoors for her, it is okay to go ahead and can them even though they were started out green. I mean, correct? You can, there's no, would you have to worry about the acidity being, since they started green? And
people buy store-bought tomatoes and can with them.
Okay, well, I'm just saying with them being green and the indoor ripening procedure being slow and everything, I just wanted to make sure that for people who are maybe questioning that method of such to do such. So there you go on that. Well, we are almost out of time. We've got time for one more question, Holly. And we've had this question come in several times, so we're going to answer it again. What is the recommended time frame to use flat lid jars, the flat portions of the jars? I've gotten some old ones from a thrift store, and with a shortage in our area for canning lids, is it okay to use some? These are definitely older than the last couple of decades.
They're probably all going to fail. It's usually about 5 years.
Okay.
So what happens is that rubber that's in there,
the gasket thing.
The gasket thing. Yeah. It's going to dry rot. So, unfortunately, you could use them for dry storage.
Uh-huh.
You know, just put them on a jar. Maybe you put some lentils or something in a jar, put them on that jar with your ring. But as far as canning with them, you're not going to have success.
And now, where we're at here, and it's no mystery, we're in southeast Wisconsin. Holly, I don't think we've seen the shortage of canning jars and canning items as other portions of the country have seen.
I personally don't think so either. I went and bought.
Kind of think it's more of a regional thing.
Some lids, yeah. And I don't know if it's because of where we live exactly, what city. Maybe people out here don't can as much, but who knows? I don't know. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.